In a conference room across from the broadcast booth, high school students, 15-year-old Tamir Harper, 16-year-old Olivia Haynes, and 15-year-old Morgan Bacon are hashing out topics for the live radio show they'll do in about an hour.
Well, right now we're kind of just going through our plan for the show and just talking it through because we haven't seen each other in a while and we've been talking and everything, but we have some articles out that we're going over and whatnot. So, yeah.
These teens are part of a revolving series of high school age hosts on Youth Words. The live call-in show gives young people a chance to discuss their views on local and national issues. The show is funded by a grant from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia as a unique violence prevention initiative, providing teens with a platform to talk to other young people and to adults.
The idea is that the more opportunities that we give our young people to get together, to get to know one another, and to express things that they love and dislike about their experiences, that there'll be less need for confrontation on the street and for the statistics to be as troubling as they are.
That's Stephanie Renee, WURD's program director. She hosts her own talk show, The Mojo, and is also the mentor and executive producer for Youth Words.
As we start tonight's program, we are discussing what?
So in tonight's program, we will be talking about what it's like being a student of color in the classroom, because we're all kind of coming from like different schools and whatnot, and our experiences are different.
Renee helps keep the group focused, which with teens is not always easy.
There should be some thoughts as hosts about how you're going to guide the audience through the points that you find significant.
Even though it's not a topic for tonight, talk strays to the upcoming city elections and the students' to-do list for the next mayor.
I'm really about youth homelessness.
Morgan Bacon wants services for homeless youth.
Get students off the streets and that we're in safer communities.
Olivia Haynes hopes more funding will go to enriching after-school activities.
What I would want from the new mayor is an environment in which young people can go and learn other things rather than just how to take a standardized test.
And Tamir Harper sort of launched his own pre-campaign.
I do hope in the future to run for a political office, starting with possible state representative and climb my way up to mayor. And I hope that soon to be mayor will look at initiatives to lower youth violence.
The hosts of Youth Words seem better informed about the candidates and their platforms than a lot of adults. And they all agree on one message to Philly's next mayor.
Engage the youth.
Yeah.
We are your advocates and you should be our advocates as well.
By the time the next election comes, we'll all be making those decisions for the next president or the next mayor or city council member.
These young people know that their voices have power. For WHYY, in collaboration with WURD, I'm Jeanette Woods.